From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council adopts new sanctions on North Korea. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the council after the vote that North Korea has consistently focused on its nuclear and ballistic missile programs instead of the basic needs of its people. Wednesday's vote came in response to North Korea's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on the next 2 weeks when more than a dozen states and several territories hold primary elections or caucuses. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump strengthened their grips on their party's presidential nomination, racking up wins in key states Tuesday. For Democrats, the next big contest will be Michigan. For Republicans, it's Ohio. U.S. officials say American Special Operations Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee. The detainee is expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in the coming days. The suspect was captured by a U.S. Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force that was sent to Iraq and Syria to target high-ranking IS leaders. A Malaysian official says, based on early reports, a piece of debris found in Mozambique likely comes from a Boeing 777 jet, the same type of plane as the missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. But the nation's transport minister says officials are not able to conclude that the debris belongs to MH370. Writing on Twitter, the minister says Malaysia's Civil Aviation Authority is working with Australian officials to retrieve the debris. This is VOA News.